Marion wrote yesterday of Stephen R. Covey and inspirational books. Recently I read a book called 29 Gifts, which inspired me to offer myself as a listener to 29 people over 29 days. I am 11 soul chats into the project, and here's what's showing up in my life. The people who have volunteered to talk to me each have something to teach me or a message for me. I am reminded how interconnected we all are by dint of our humanity. Some of these people's current life circumstances either exactly mirror my own or match those of another in a sort of virtual relay race. It's amazing too how many of the soul chatters wanted to discuss the same core issues. Here's what they've taught me so far. Love and loveliness is all around us if we will but take the time to notice it. As you look for it, you will see more of it, and as you stop to appreciate it and really feel it, you'll draw more to you. People are extraordinarily brave and kind, taking leaps of faith with their lives and still sharing of themselves with others. This reminds me of a link to a film I was sent yesterday about a filmmaker who set out to discuss with various luminaries what was wrong with the world and how we're going to fix it, and ending up instead finding out what's right with it. People are amazing, and hearing their stories inspires me to be more, to step up and serve our global entrepreneurial community in new ways. Many want life to be more peaceful, to turn down the noise. In 2012, I have found Robert Holden's work to be useful in this regard. In his daily messages, he often reminds me of such thoughts as, each and every member of the busy generation has to be willing to sacrifice busyness for true success. Keep them coming, Robert. The closer to middle age people are, the more fearful we seem to become. How many of us would have hesitated to do something which now gives us pause when we were in our 20s, 30s or even 40s? But approaching becoming an OAP at 60, 65 seems to bring fear back into our lives more centrally. I wonder what it would take to be bolder again. As Marion says, what would a brave woman do? Some of my even older acquaintances recover this boldness in their later lives, perhaps when they feel they have nothing to lose. I've watched people in their 80s, 90s and even over 100 recently on TV abseiling and expressing a desire to jump out of aeroplanes. So perhaps the recklessness of youth returns. This gives me hope that middle age is just a phase, a bit like being a sort of grumpy teenager again. There often seems to be one word which my chatters use which is pivotal to how they view themselves and their world. Yesterday one woman used the word gusto twice. I thought it was a wonderful word and I told her so. She didn't even know she'd used it once, let alone twice, and yet to me it was a vital clue to her energy. We discussed what gusto meant to her, and her own words pointed her in the right direction for her. I did nothing, see? I was just there. Another chatter describes herself as sensible. When I said that back to her, it resonated loudly that she wanted to stop being so sensible. And I remember telling a young man of my acquaintance much the same thing about myself 40 years ago, and he said he didn't think of me as sensible at all. How we think of ourselves colours who we think we are, but it might be worth checking your own self-ascribed labels with others before you nail your colours to that mast. One man, a teacher, reminded me that the longer we stay in one job, the more our confidence and self-esteem can erode, and that makes it difficult to see our gifts, so it's good to experiment, to offer ourselves in new ways and not to prejudge how that will be received. The world will always affirm a good idea by taking it up rapidly. Several chatters talked of how efficacious they have found homeopathy to be. Anyone know a good homeopath in South London that they can recommend? I think it's time I struck up a relationship with one. People are wonderful. I think I had allowed myself to forget that for a while until 29 Gifts brought new people into my life, strangers all. Strangers who are choosing to be generous and abundant in sharing their time and snapshots of their lives with me and asking nothing in return. What a gift. They say you teach what you most need to learn, but my soul chatters are my teachers this month. To end where we began, thanks to one of my pals who sent this today from Stephen R. Covey. To touch the soul of another human being is to walk on holy ground. I don't kid myself I'm there yet after only 11 sessions, but I do get a sense of where this path might lead, having put just one tentative step in that direction. With love and thanks to all my soul chatters so far, and many more to come, no doubt.